Very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Aleph, Sota 31a, pagination is 61. We're starting from the end of the third line, Bo Bayom, Dorash Rabbi Yeshua ben Horkinus. Also on that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was installed as the Nasi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus taught the following, Shelo Ovad Iyov Ela Me'ahava. Iyov served Hashem out of love, and not just the lower level of service, which is fear. And it is proved from the pasuk that says, Hein yikteleni, even as you kill me, as you afflict me, lo ayachel, I hope to you. The difference between serving Hashem from fear or from love is that fear represents the concept of a person fearful of punishment, so he observes. Ava, love, means a person truly treasures the relationship. And when a person is under pressure, as Iyov was, what would happen in such a case? Iyov has nothing to lose at this point, or so a person feels when they're totally afflicted. But if a person is serving Me'ava out of love, it is at that very downtrodden moment that a person becomes reinvigorated and affirms the relationship no matter what. This is my opportunity when things are really bad to affirm that I remain loyal to Hashem. And that is the description of Iyov, Hein yikteleni, even as you kill me, I have nothing to lose anymore. Lo ayachel, I continue to hope to Hashem. The Gemara launches into a direction that comes up in many psukim, in which the ksiv, the way it's written in the Torah, is different than the kri, the way our tradition is to read the pasuk. Over here, for example, in the Pasuk in Iyov, Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, it says, Hein yikteleni, even as he kills me, lo with an aleph, which means, no, I don't hope to him. But our tradition is that it should be read as, lo with a vav, to him, I hope. Affirming Iyov's loyalty to Hashem. So the Gemara asks, V'lechzi, why don't we just go to the Pasuk? Hai lo I belamed aleph, ksiv, is it written as lamed aleph, which means no? Lohu, and it means I don't hope, and Iyov's not so great. I belamed vav, ksiv, or is it written Lamed Vav, which means to him, to Hashem, Lohi, and it means that affirmative, Iyov is hoping to Hashem, which is essentially not just a curiosity question, it's a kasha, because our tradition is that it should be written Lamed Aleph. And essentially we're asking, so where does this Lamed Vav concept come from? That you're telling me that Iyov is so great that he's serving out of love. The Gemara observes that there's another case, again, as I mentioned, among many, where there's a difference between a kri and a ksiv. V'chalhecha d'ksiv b'lamed aleph lohu? Are you really telling me that you consider this a kasha? Just because it says it with a lamed and an aleph, and it means no, that's the end? And it means he doesn't hope. Elameata, we have another pasuk, which says, Becholt sarasam lo tsar. in all of their pain, referring to the Jewish people, lo tzar, spelt lamed aleph, there is no pain to Hashem. I'm translating pain, it's really distress. Tzarasam, in the distress of the Jewish people, lo tzar, Hashem does not have distress in the way that it's written. Dechsiv belamed aleph. Hachanami delohu. And you're going to tell me that that's the end all? The way it's written is the way we translate. V'chitema hachanam. And if you want to tell me, yeah, maybe it's like that. V'chsiv. The pasuk continues and says, Umalach panav hoshiyam. And they are saved. That means Hashem was distressed over this, and he sent salvation. And over there also, there's a tradition that it should be translated as, B'chol tzarosam, lo tzar with a vav, that Hashem does have distress. And the Gemara is grappling with, so what is the role of the Kri and the Ksiv? The way it's written versus the way it is said. Ella answers the Gemara, Mashma hochi umashma hochi. It means this and it means that. What does the Gemara mean by that? And the understanding over here is that the Torah, when it gave you a written form and a tradition of how to read it form, it's trying to share with you a double meaning. It's intentional. Keep in mind that this is not an editing note like we sometimes find in a Gemara or something, where there's a footnote and it says that the Vav should be there or the Vav shouldn't be there. Sometimes the Gra makes an editing note in the Gemara based on other manuscripts. That's not what a Kri and Ksiv is. Kri Ksiv means that originally when it was given to Moshe, it was given with this double meaning. And the general approach is that Ksiv, the way it's written, is the way it appears in the world. And the Kri, the tradition, is the truth. Let's go back to these two psukim that were presented. Eov is going through terrible tragedy. The way it's written is the way people would look at him and think things would develop. Hein yikteleni lo ayachel. If you kill me, I will not hope to you. And that's people's prognosis and projection regarding the sufferer. If it gets any worse, he's not going to pray. But what actually happens when it gets really bad, when Hashem dishes out something that's insurmountable, it seems? What happens is lo with a vav. A person becomes invigorated, strengthened, no atheists in a foxhole. It's difficult. On the contrary, hein yikteleni lo ayachel. Even as he kills me, as unpredictable as it would be, my response is lo ayachel, I hope to him, with a vav. Similarly, the pasuk that the Gemara introduced, b'chol tzarasam lo tzar, in their distress, it appears that Hashem is not distressed. He lets it go, he lets it unfold, he allows evil in the world. But you should know, our tradition is to read that word lo as if it was written lamid vav. To him is distress. And therefore the following statement of the pasuk follows, umalach Hashem hoshiyam, and Hashem sends salvation. That's what we find when Hashem appeared to Moshe originally in a thorn bush. The Mefarshim say Hashem wanted to signify this very pasuk, b'chol tzarasam lo tzar, in their distress, I have distress as well. Hashem appears as if in a thorn bush, which is very distressful. You can't move to the right or the left, or you're going to get pricked. And Hashem gave that illustrative presentation to let Moshe know that he, Kaviyachol, is hurting too. We find this in other places as well. There's a pasuk in Parshas Behar, Asher Lo Choma, spelt with an aleph. The city does not have a wall, but our tradition is that it should be read and translated as if it's with a vav. Asher Lo Choma. Yes, it does have a wall. And the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel, tells us it's a unique case that's being described. Hayalo, it once had a wall. But now if you look at it, you will not see the wall because the wall has fallen, it is no longer there. But since it once had a wall, it's judged according to the laws of having a wall. Again, the ksiv, the way it's written, is with an aleph. It does not have a wall. But the way it's read is translated is with a vav, that it does have a wall, because halachically, such a city that does not appear to have a wall, since it once had a wall, is judged according to the halachas of a walled city. One final example to allude to that goes to a new level of this Greek sieve is the story of the Yamshel Shlomo, the famous basin that Shlomo made in the Beis HaMikdash, which is described as 10 amos in diameter and 30 amos in circumference. And we know mathematically that's not quite accurate, because pi is actually more than 3 times the diameter. And over there is a kri and ksiv, which the Vilna Gaon pointed out, vikavo and vikav. And if you take the gematria of vikavo, which is kavo is 111, and divide it by kav, which is 106, you'll get a decimal, which if multiplied by 3, which the Torah told us was the working simple number of diameter to circumference, you will get 3.1415, which is the beginning of pi, certainly further into pi than mere 3. And the Gra says it indicates through this creek sieve that the Torah was well aware of accurate pi, but it allows you to work with a simpler number for quick mathematics. You use the number 3. But if you wanted a more accurate, you could do the division and you can get the accuracy. Again, a concept of there's a kri, there's a ksiv. Both of them are part of the tradition to achieve accuracy in Torah and its wisdom. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.